In Radio Theatre Today, we present Young and Gentle, produced by Anne Fried and directed by Henry Diffenthal.
Of course, they all laughed when I entered Eddie for college, including his father. They laughed on the other side of their faces when he got through. And with a free place. Oh, just put the water jug in the middle of the table, will you?
You've only got to look at Eddie to see he's got brains.
Well, his headmaster told me that he's got exceptional powers of concentration. Now, they're the exact words he used.
What's he going to take up when he leaves, I mean?
Well, he's going on to university first.
University?
Oh, yes, I've made up my mind to that. He'll get a degree, of course.
Oh, my goodness. It'll cost us money to talk to you.
Well, he's good at physics, you see. He's making a special study of that. When he's got his degree, he can either go into one of those big firms, you know, like ICI, or perhaps he'll take up teaching. I shan't influence him, of course. Oh, that's him now.
Oh, well, then perhaps I'd better be going.
Oh, nonsense. You said you'd stay for supper. Besides, we've set you a place at the table. And he'll probably not even notice that you're here. Lives so in a dream.
Hello, Mum. Evening, Mrs. Humboldt.
Evening, Eddie.
Dinner will be ready in a few minutes.
I've got to go out for a while.
Out? Where to?
Well, to see someone. I'll have my dinner when I get back.
But it's practically ready.
Well, I shan't be long.
Well, I hope you won't be. Oh, and you mustn't forget your prep.
I won't.
They always call it prep at the college, not homework. Well, I suppose he's got to see a master at the school. They put in extra time with him, you know.
What does his father think of all this?
His father hardly knows the boy exists. Takes no more notice of him than he does of that table, and that's a fact. But I can tell you this. If I hadn't been behind the boy, pushing all the time, he wouldn't have got anywhere.
You know, I can't understand that. I mean, why people don't take an interest in their own children like you?
I've lived for Eddie. Lived for him. I've had to go without many a time. But I didn't worry. If you don't put your own children first, well, what can you do? With me, it's been Eddie first, second, and last. Always.
At last.
I know. I thought Brenda and Tom would never go.
That girl's voice, Brenda, it grates on me. Do you find it great?
Oh, she isn't so bad. You didn't have to do your prep first.
No, I couldn't. I made some excuse.
But won't you get into trouble?
Oh, I couldn't care less.
I wanted you to come. I was looking out for you all the time. I read your letter over and over. You do say beautiful things, Eddie.
I mean every one of them.
On the back of the envelope, you wrote H-O-L-L-A-N-D. What does that mean?
H is for hoping.
Hoping? O-R-S-R.
Right.
Hoping our love?
Yes.
L, hoping our love lasts and never dies. Is that right?
Yes.
It's wonderful. Darling Eddie, it's wonderful. I love you.
I love you too, Sue, you know that. I don't care about anything, anybody, honestly. None but you. You're my whole life, my entire life.
I think of you all day, all the time. I wonder what you're doing.
Thinking of you.
Every night before I go to sleep, I close my eyes and try to get a picture of you in my head. Sometimes I can't do it and it's awful. But sometimes it goes click. And there you are, in my head.
I do that too. Sometimes when I'm studying even, and I'm looking at figures or formulas, and suddenly in front of me, there you are, you know, smiling out of the book.
Eddie, do you think people looking at us, well, just looking, would know? I mean about us?
I don't think people know anything about other people. They're too busy with their own thoughts.
Take your glasses off, Eddie.
Better?
No, just different. I like you with or without. Makes no difference.
You're going to read your letter again tonight?
Oh, yes. Last thing before I go to bed. I always read them.
That's what I do, every night.
We do the same things. That's what we do all the time, the same things. Your letters are beautiful. Just beautiful. I can't say what I feel like you can.
Well, you can. When I read your letters, I can hear your voice, just as though you were in the room with me, really.
Oh, but you're clever. I'm not clever.
Who wants to be clever? That's not the most important thing in life. To have someone to love, someone who loves you, it's far more important.
Do you think Brenda is pretty?
Oh, she's not bad. But compared to you, it's like, well, like a rose in a dandelion.
Good job she can't hear you say that.
I wouldn't care if she was here. Sue, if I ask my people, I mean, if I ask them about you coming, well, to tea, say, would it be all right?
Well, wouldn't they be awfully angry? I mean, thinking you were wasting time before the exams and all that?
Oh, they'll have to get over it. Gosh, it's not as though I'm a kid any longer. They've got to know sooner or later. I'm going to ask them, Sue. I want to bring this whole thing out into the open. I want to walk up to the front door with you on my arm, like we were engaged, you know, and say, Mum, Dad, this is Sue. I love her and she loves me, and one day we're going to be married.
You really say all that?
And why not? Shall I tell you the real truth? They don't know me. The way they talk about me sometimes, as though, well, I wasn't there, you know.
Oh, I do know. My mum and dad do the same. It's awful. Honestly, sometimes parents can be so annoying.
You can't blame them, I suppose. They come from a different generation. The world's moved on since they were children. They just don't know. Mm. They just don't know. You should hear my dad on politics. Really, he's out of this world.
I love you when you talk like that. Your eyes flash and your whole face becomes kind of alive, you know.
Would your people let you come one evening to tea, sir?
Well, I don't see why not. No, I don't see why they shouldn't.
Then that's what we'll do.
Everyone will know then. The college, everyone.
Do you mind?
Oh, no. I want them to know. I've been dying to tell Brenda. She thinks she's the only one who can have a boyfriend.
I'd like to buy a whole newspaper, every page, and print about us in big headlines.
Oh, Eddie? Oh.
Gladys, who do you think they're from? Have you been reading Sue's letters?
Oh, of course not.
I-T-A-L-Y. What does that mean?
Oh, some sort of code, I suppose.
She's a little young for this sort of thing, isn't she?
Oh, young? Really, dear, she's just the age.
Well, I think we ought to know what's going on.
No. Oh, Sue would be terribly hurt if she found out. At that age, they feel things very deeply.
Where did you say you found them?
Well, I went to her cupboard for a ruler. They were pushed behind some exercise books.
Hmm.
Oh, imagine. Sue!
Why not? She's an attractive girl.
I didn't mean that. I mean, well, it doesn't seem long since she was a baby. Just a baby.
I don't remember.
Oh, you must. Don't you remember that year at Margate when she fell into the water with all her clothes on?
Oh, that. Yes, I remember the little things. But you know, Gladys, I saw young Mrs. Enrick today.
Oh, yes.
She came into the shop with her boy. He's only 18 months.
Oh.
I held him for a moment and I just couldn't remember Sue at that age.
Well, I remember everything about her. Every detail. I suppose when you only have one child, you do.
I still think we ought to read the letters. No need to say anything to her.
Oh, no, George, no. It wouldn't be right. I mean, she's a person now.
She's only 17.
She's nearly 18. No, George, no. Give them to me and I'll put them back. Oh, she mustn't know.
We could at least look to see who they're from.
No.
You're sure it's just some boy and girl thing?
It must be. I used to write S-W-A-N-K on the back of my letters when I was a girl.
Swank?
Yes, don't laugh. It meant sealed with a nice kiss.
Oh, you didn't write that on my letters.
I'd gone out of it by the time I met you. Oh, that's her now. Quick, quick. She mustn't think we've been snooping. Here, take the letter up to her room. Right. I'll keep her in the kitchen. Is that you, Sue?
Yes, Mum.
Would you mind giving me a hand in the kitchen, dear? Quickly.
Oh, yes, Mum.
Only 5 minutes.
All right.
My darling sweetheart, another letter, more words, to tell you how much I worship and adore you. Today in Scripture,
I read the story of Ruth and Naomi. Do you know it? I was like Naomi before you came. I was alone. I can't begin to tell you how alone and how miserable and lonely I was before you loved me. Do you remember what Ruth said? Entreat me not to leave thee or to return from following after thee. For whither thou goest, I shall go. And where thou lodgest, I shall lodge. Thy people shall be my people. Where thou diest, I shall die. And there let me be buried, that not even death should part thee and me. Would you be surprised if I told you that I've thought about death a great deal lately? Oh, not because I'm unhappy, darling. Not any more. No, It's because this wonderful happiness seems so precious, so incredible, that I'm afraid that suddenly I shall wake up and it'll be over and I shall be back again where I was, lonely and shy and with no confidence in myself. Don't let it ever end, my darling. Don't let it ever, ever end. When I held you close for the first time and kissed you, then suddenly, all at once, I felt I was a man. I think of you all the time as my wife. I think of myself as
your husband, loving you, holding you close in my arms for all eternity.
Daddy! You've been reading my letters!
I'm sorry, Sue. Your mother found
them. You've been scratching around in my room. It's private. A private letter.
Oh, George.
Oh, you're horrible. Prying, that's what you've done. Like someone looking through a keyhole.
That's enough. Not as bad as all that. Who is this, Eddie, anyway?
Can't you find that out, too? You're so clever at spying.
Now, listen, Sue. I read the letter, and I'm sorry if I hurt you. But I want to know who this Eddie is.
Why? So that you can spoil it for him as well?
That letter isn't healthy.
Oh, George, really?
You might listen, too. Read that letter and learn something about your daughter. While you've been busy with your guilds and your clubs and your sewing circle, she's been enjoying herself. Oh, yes.
I'm not going to listen to you.
Sue, no nonsense now. Who is he?
Oh, I think you're horrible. Horrible.
Oh.
Sue? Sue, you come back here.
Well, I hope you're very proud of yourself, dear.
Do you know what was in that letter?
I don't want to know.
Well, you're going to. Unless you want a daughter in trouble on your hands.
George, really? Whenever you're in the wrong, you take the offensive. You're doing it now. I know you.
Listen, Gladys, will you listen? That was a love letter.
You don't have to be a fortune teller to know that.
Will you listen to me for once?
Oh, go on.
This has to be stopped. Stopped. It wasn't a letter from one child to another. It was a letter from a lover.
Oh.
He called her his wife.
What?
He said he was a husband. Husband, wife.
Oh.
I don't know. There was a lot of stuff about holding her close. Kissing her.
You mean they'd be carrying on like, well...
He said so in the letter.
Oh, dear.
Something about holding her close for the first time in it. A lot of neurotic stuff about death. The whole thing was unhealthy.
Oh, George, I know Sue. I know we can trust her.
Do you? How do we know what goes on inside her? I don't know what you're thinking half the time. How should I know what she's up to?
Well, I mean, she wouldn't do a thing like that.
They've been kissing and cuddling. The proof is in the letter. Oh, I know what you'll say. All youngsters like to neck. But Gladys, this isn't just necking. I wish you'd read that letter. Unless it is stopped, there'll be trouble. I warn you, trouble.
Oh, you're making too much of it, George.
Maybe. But an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Now, don't do anything silly, George. I mean, if you forbid her to see him or anything like that, well, she'll carry on behind our backs. And I wouldn't blame her either.
Gladys, this isn't just a couple of kids. Do you understand that? That letter was a love letter, not a note from one moonstruck kid to another. A love letter. Do you want her involved with that sort of thing at her age?
No.
Right. Then we'll stop it. We'll find out who this Eddie is. We'll see him. We'll be kind but firm. They can be friends. But any other sort of nonsense has got to stop.
Well, if you handle it like that...
I know how to handle it. I'm not a fool. Sue? Sue? Hey, come down here. I want you. Now, come here.
Oh, gently, George, please.
I know what I have to do. Ah, now come in here, Sue. Your mother and I want to talk to you. We want to talk sensibly and quietly for your own good, like civilized people. And you've got to trust us to know what's best.
You can talk all night, but I'll never tell you who he is. Not now. Never. Never.
How you do it. Honest to goodness, I don't know.
Hang that towel up where you found it and don't interrupt. Can't you see Eddie's working?
That's what I mean. All that brain work. Must take after you.
Well, it's a certainty he doesn't follow in your footsteps. Well, aren't you going to put a shirt on?
Well, I'm not going out.
You don't just sit there like that.
What's the matter? You've seen me bare flesh before, and the sight of it won't kill him.
Joe, mind the way you talk, please.
Ooh, this place is enough to drive a man to drink. It's like a cemetery.
No, Joe.
Can't I have the wireless on in my own house?
Not while Eddie's studying.
What's wrong with his bedroom?
Oh, I've asked you 100 times to make him a desk or something so that he could work in there. But no, you're too lazy or too tired. One excuse or the other.
Oh, Mum, please.
There you are, you see. You've broken all his concentration. It's your father, dear, not me.
What sort of a job is he going to get when he leaves university?
He's got to get there first. And he won't if he doesn't pass his exam. And he won't pass the exam if you stop him working.
Oh, good heavens, your tongue.
There's no need to be rude.
I simply said...
I heard what you said. As far as I'm concerned, you're...
You're a narrow woman, Maud. Blimey, you're narrow. You get worse as you get older. Sort of squeezed in like a hairpin.
He'll get a better job than you've got anyway.
What's wrong with my work?
Oh, nothing's wrong with it. It's not for him. He'll have something better. I've made up my mind to that.
I know. I've heard that chorus enough time. Look, if that's one of your crummy chapel friends, you can talk to them on the doorstep. I don't want them in here. I've got enough with you.
No, Eddie, I'll go. You can carry on with your work.
I think I'll work in my bedroom anyway. It's distracting out here.
You haven't got a headache, dear?
No, I'm all right.
Joe, put a shirt on or something. Just in case. We don't want people to think we're animals.
Look, aren't you going to answer the door?
Oh, yes, of course.
Tough going, eh, son?
Yeah, it's pretty tough.
You ought to get out a bit. Look, how about coming to the Arsenal with me on Saturday?
Oh, no, thanks, Dad. You know, I'm not keen on football.
Well, you don't know what you're missing, you know? You know, I reckon if you don't pass that exam, your mother will go clean off her rocker.
Where's Eddie?
Oh, he's gone through to his bedroom.
Well, there's a gentleman here who's called to see us about Eddie.
Eddie? What about Eddie?
I'm sorry to intrude like this, Mr. Marshall, but it is rather urgent.
Won't you sit down? Can I get you a cup of tea or something?
Thank you, I won't have tea. Look, I'm sure we can talk this over reasonably and fairly. That's all I've come for, really, to get to the bottom of the old business and reach a solution.
Are you accusing our Eddie of something wrong?
All right, hold on, Maud, hold on. The gentleman hasn't said anything yet. Now, what is wrong, Mr.
O'Connor?
What is wrong, Mr. O'Connor?
I don't really know how to say this. Did you know that your son was having an affair with my daughter, Sue?
An affair? That's ridiculous.
Well, he's only a schoolboy.
All the same, it's true. I found a letter from him in her room this evening. A love letter.
I don't believe it. Joe, are you going to sit there...
Will you be quiet a minute, Maud, and let me get it straight? What do you mean by an affair, mister?
Well, that's really what I've come to find out.
Have you got this letter?
No, I haven't. Not with me. But I can assure you I'm speaking the truth.
Get Eddie, Maud.
There's no need to drag him into this.
He's in it already, it seems. Eddie, we want you a minute. Eddie, this is Mr. O'Connor.
Mr. O'Connor?
You don't know me, but you know my daughter, I believe.
Yes, I do.
Just because he knows her, it doesn't mean he's having an affair with her.
Maud, you're not helping anybody. Eddie, Mr. O'Connor thinks you are carrying on with his daughter.
I don't know what you mean.
You've been seeing my daughter?
Yes, I have, sir.
Well, she told me everything.
Sorry, but I don't understand what this is all about. I've done no wrong, Dad.
Of course he hasn't.
You wrote a letter to my daughter?
Yes, I did. We've been writing to each other every day for weeks.
Eddie!
In one of those letters, you call her your wife and refer to yourself as her husband.
You've seen the letters?
One of them, yes.
But they weren't for other people to see. They were our letters to each other.
I saw this one.
But she let you see them?
No, we saw it by accident.
I can imagine.
Now, look here. How or why I saw that letter doesn't matter. I'm Sue's father, remember? And I want to know, I want to know just what it meant, and I'm not leaving here until I find out.
Eddie, how far did you go with this girl?
Joe!
That's what we all want to know, isn't it? That's the straight question.
He talks about kissing her, holding her close. Calls her his wife, his darling. She's not 18 yet.
Eddie, you got a tongue, haven't you?
I'm not suggesting that anything serious did happen between you. Now, look, I don't want to make too much of this, but that letter...
That letter wasn't for you to see.
Look, Mr. O'Connor, you'd better let me talk to the lad alone. I'd have it out of him.
All right, then. I don't think any harm has been done.
Of course not. Eddie's a good lad. A clean
Maud,
lad.
But I want to make one thing quite clear. These letters, this whole business has got to stop altogether from this moment. Is that clear, son?
Just leave it to me.
I've had it all out with Sue. She was stubborn at first, but she saw reason. She asked me to deliver a message.
A message?
Yes. She thinks it'll be best if you don't see her anymore.
That's a lie.
I've stood as much of this as I can. I'm her father, do you understand, and I'm responsible for her. She doesn't want to see you anymore. She wants nothing more to do with you.
Easy, Mr. Easy.
I'm just warning him. Don't hang around Sue anymore. No more letters, nothing, clear? Keep away from her or I'll go to the police.
Don't you talk like that in my house, mister. It takes two to make a bargain. If there's any wrong being done, your girl is as much to blame as he is.
Maybe. Maybe. This has been a great shock to my wife and me. I'm sorry if I lost my temper, but it's got to stop. I don't want you to think I don't understand. If the thing had been a normal friendship, it... I'll leave it to you.
Yes, all right. I'll see you out.
You'll see it's for the best, sonny. You'll see.
Why did you deceive your father and me, Eddie? Eddie, I'm talking to you. It's your mother talking. What do you think people will say? Oh, Eddie, don't repulse me like that. I want to help you. Your father's never taken any interest in you or your work. I'm the one who's fought for you. If you're in trouble, I'm the one who can help you.
Now, Eddie lad, tell us what it's all about, eh? I'm not mad with you, son. I started with girls long before I reached your age. I didn't think you had it in you. It's a dark horse, eh, Maud?
I don't believe it. It's a lie.
Right? What's a lie?
She wouldn't say that. She couldn't. He made it up.
You're well rid of her, son.
Love letters. And you thought he was studying. You thought he was only interested in books. I'll tell you, he's a right dark horse.
Shut up. All you can see is filth. Everything you touch, you make dirty and rotten and bad. It was the only thing I ever had for myself. The only thing. And now you've dragged it out and spurned it. Spat on it. Now shut up.
Oh, didn't realize he got it that bad.
Perhaps he's worked too hard this past few years. All those books and exams.
Yeah. Can't bottle in your feelings all the time.
I'll go to him.
No. Let him sweat it out for a while.
He's like a stranger. It's as if I don't know him anymore.
Yeah, poor kid. Yeah, he's got it deep, right in the guts.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. Well, just let him sweat it out, I reckon. Just sort of sweat it out.
Sue?
Yes?
You all right, darling?
Yes. Yes, I'm all right, Mother.
Your father's been to see Eddie's father. Everything's going to be fine.
What did he say? What did Eddie say?
I don't think he said anything much, dear. But your father made it quite clear that he mustn't see you again.
Why? Why? If we were just friends.
Yes, but would it stop at that?
I love him, Mother.
Oh, you think you love him, dear. At your age, you're in love with the idea of love. Oh, believe me, it's for the best, dear. He's not really the right person for you, Sue. When you're young, it's a mistake to form serious attachments. A young girl should go out with different boys and get to know something about them. I fell into that error, you know. Oh, yes, I knew your father as a schoolgirl. We went out together and, well, it was all taken for granted that we should get married. And we did. I didn't know any other men.
But you're happy? You loved him?
I suppose I did, yes.
But you couldn't marry a person you didn't love.
Oh, love's a very complicated emotion, darling.
I don't think so. I think it's simple. Just about the most simple thing in the world.
That's because you don't know.
Why do you say that? How do you know?
Oh, you learn as you grow older.
I don't agree. I've given a lot of thought to the subject. Adults think they know. But why should they? Why should growing older make people wiser?
Well, older people have seen more of life.
But why should seeing more of life make them wiser? It might make them more puzzled, mightn't it? I mean, well, less able to see things clearly.
Sue, I don't intend getting into an argument
with you. Eddie isn't bad, Mummy. He really isn't.
Now, Sue, you're not going back on what we agreed. Your father and I don't think you should pursue your friendship. And that's final. It's not, well, it's not healthy.
I love him.
I don't want no more, no, I want no more nonsense, Sue. Really, sometimes I think you don't realize how lucky you are. I never had a room like this to myself when I was your age. Or half the things you get. Not half. Not a quarter.
All right, Mummy, all right.
Perhaps later. When you're older, dear, if you meet him again, it'll be different. And it really isn't fair to him or his parents. I mean, if he's going to get this scholarship you spoke about, he'll need all his wits about him. Not without having you as a distraction. Now, go to sleep, darling.
I shan't sleep.
Well, lie there and just rest anyway. Believe your mother for once, dear. In 6 months' time, 3 months, you'll be laughing at all this. There. Oh, by the way, do you like your new sheets? I bought primrose yellow to set off the curtains. Well, try not to think about it. Just curl up and try and sleep.
I can't sleep.
Well, try, dear, try. Do you want your father to come up and say good night?
No.
All right, dear. I'll talk to him. Perhaps I can persuade him to let you and me go away for a nice holiday together,
eh? No.
Oh, you'll feel better in the morning. We'll discuss it all then, calmly. What are you doing, George?
Burning the letter.
Eh?
I read it again, Gladys. We're doing the right thing, you know, putting our foot down. How is she?
Oh, the way you might expect. Dry, flat, bitter. Hating me and hating you more.
It's for her own good.
You don't have to convince me, George. Or are you trying to convince yourself?
You bring up a daughter. You nurse her through measles and chicken pox and mumps. You spend money and time trying to make her into something, to educate her. And then this. Kid, not yet out of college.
George, what do you expect? It's the dangerous age after all. So many things are happening for the first time. Oh, life seems so serious.
I don't mind her running around with boys. She could fill the house with them if she liked. That's normal. That's healthy. But this stupid infatuation, this letter writing...
Most youngsters get infatuations of some sort. George, don't exaggerate it. Don't make too much of it.
Too much of it? He called her his wife. His wife! He spoke of kissing her, holding her close. Called himself her husband. It was your daughter he was writing to, Gladys. Your daughter!
I don't like it any more than you do, George. I agree. This boy is... he's too intense.
Intense? That's not the word I'd use.
Yes, it's right to break it up. I'm not arguing. But for heaven's sake, now it's over, let's forget it. Don't hold it over her head like a banner. I mean, she hasn't done anything really wrong, George.
Hasn't she?
No. She hasn't slept with him, but that's what's worrying
me. There's no need to talk like that. I wasn't suggesting
well,
that she...
Well, she hasn't. Now put your mind at rest on that and forget it. You know, earlier this evening, you told me that if I hadn't been so busy with the guild and the club, I might have seen what was going on.
And I was darn well right.
Yes, you were right. For once. Do you know, I've been thinking... When Sue was a baby, a child, we gave her our time, both of us. Now she's older, well, we both slipped into the habit of thinking that she doesn't need that anymore. Our time, I mean. Shouldn't we be prepared to give up more time to an adolescent? Is it harder to be 7 or 17?
She's a girl. It's a mother's duty to... There's some things I can't talk to her about, you know.
No, I wasn't talking about sex or sex instruction, George.
Oh, darn it, Gladys, why do you always have to come back to that? Are you possessed with it or something?
I'm only trying to get something into that wooden head of yours. I'm trying to suggest that maybe we're to blame too.
All right, admitted. And now we can drop the confounded
That's
subject.
That's all I want to do.
Good.
You always have to have the last word, don't you?
Oh, should I go up to see her?
No, for heaven's sake, leave her alone. She's probably asleep by now.
You know, if I thought that boy had touched her in that way, I'd have killed him.
I thought we were going to drop the subject.
I can't shake these things off as easily as you.
Poor George. You're like a driver who's fallen asleep at the wheel and woken up to find himself heading straight for a telegraph pole.
That's not funny. Listen. Hmm? Listen! I thought I heard someone in the garden.
The cat, I expect.
Yeah, I expect so. Oh, let's go to bed.
George.
Yeah, what is it?
I was thinking. Suppose Sue was 19 or 20. And suppose you found out that she'd been away with her young man for, well, say, for a weekend.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Suppose in 2 years' time you found your daughter was really having an affair. What then?
Oh, honestly, Gladys, you defeat me. What are you trying to say now?
I was 19, George. That year we went to Clacton. I was 19. And you were 22.
That was different. We'd known each other for years. We were engaged. And we got married.
Oh, that takes the curse out of it, does it? Being engaged. Getting married later.
Oh, I'm going to bed.
Oh, all right. I'll join you in a minute.
Was true.
I didn't mean it, Eddie. I didn't mean it. It kept on and on. I couldn't stand it anymore. I'm not strong like you.
Oh, me strong?
But what are we going to do?
I don't know. We shouldn't let them get away with it.
Well, what can we do?
We can go on seeing each other. We can write. If we're careful, they needn't know.
I couldn't bear not seeing you again.
If you had told me to go away, if I'd heard you say you didn't want me anymore, I would have killed myself. I've got it all planned.
Don't.
My whole life before I knew you was empty. I mean that. You know what Einstein once wrote? He wrote, "The man who regards his own life as meaningless is not merely unhappy, but hardly fit for life." Well, it's as simple as that. Without you, my life would have meant nothing. On those terms, I don't want life.
Well, you frighten me when you talk like that.
I love you, Sue. That's the straight truth. It isn't a passing passion or a juvenile infatuation. Not with me. It's love. It's real and deep, like roots growing and spreading inside me.
Oh, darling.
I have to explain to you, you see. I have to make you understand how I feel.
I know, I know.
These last few hours, I've never known such misery.
It's over now. Over now.
Well, go on. Just as we were.
Somehow we work it out. Somehow. You must go now.
Let me stay. Let me stay for 5 minutes.
All right. But only 5 minutes. I'm going to get into bed. It's cold.
You're beautiful.
Oh, I must look awful. I've been crying.
I'd like to make them pay for every tear you've shed.
Shh. They don't understand, Liddy. They think they're acting for the best.
They don't even try to understand. They just assume automatically that they're right and we're wrong. They assume that they know and that we don't. Self-appointed judges.
I may have to go away, Liddy.
No.
Well, not for long. For a holiday. Just to keep the peace. I'll write, darling. I'll write every day.
They're forcing you. Is that it?
Oh, my mother mentioned it. I know her. She's made up her mind. She won't be for long.
The things they do to us.
Forget them, Eddie. You really ought to go now.
Do you want me to?
No. I'll stay another minute.
Are you scared?
A bit. I've got a funny, airy feeling here in my heart. My insides all fluttering.
So no, I feel as though I've got a flight of sparrows inside me. I can feel their wings beating.
You shouldn't be here, Eddie.
Is it wrong?
Well, other people would think so.
Do you care?
Not really.
Let me kiss you, Sue.
I'll never give you up.
We have a whole lifetime, Sue. Do you realize that? Year after year of loving each other, being with each other. When I think of it, I want to sing. I want to stand up in the buses, in the streets, and sing and shout.
Eddie, you must go.
Oh, I don't want to.
No, but you must.
My hands are glued to yours, as though we were one person.
Well, let me go, Eddie. No, Eddie, please go now.
You looked at me just then as though you were afraid of me.
Oh, Eddie. Eddie. Oh, please go, Eddie.
I love you, Sue. Oh, I love you.
Sue!
What's going on?
Haven't you got eyes? Look. And you said it was my imagination. You said there were no voices.
Oh, Sue.
Take him down to the lounge, Gladys. Lock the door and then phone the police. I'll be down in a minute. When I've done with her.
Oh, George, I think we should...
I don't care what you think or don't think. Do as I say. Oh. Get out. Take him out of my sight or I shan't be responsible for my actions.
Oh, yes. Come along, Eddie.
Daddy?
Do you think I deserve this, Sue? Have I been such a bad father to you?
Oh, you beast, you. You little animal. Is this what you learn at that big school of yours? To creep into other people's houses at night, into their bedrooms? Yes, you might well look frightened. You may not know it, but I felt sorry for you earlier this evening. Not now. Not after this. When this gets out, no one will have any sympathy for you. No one. Do you know you can go to prison for breaking in here like this? Do you realize that?
Stand up, you. I'm not a guest in this house. Stand on your feet. Did you ring the police, Gladys?
No.
Then I will.
Oh, no, George. No. Look, we've got to think it out first.
What is there to think about? He's trespassing.
Think of Sue, George.
What about her?
Well, if we call the police, don't you see? She'll be dragged into it through the courts and everything.
So? What am I to do? Let him get away with it? Go scot-free? Give him the key to the front door with my blessing?
No, we must find another way to punish him. Both of them. But not the police, George, not the police.
And what do you suggest?
Send for his parents. Let them handle him.
His parents? I've met them, remember. A fat lot of good they'll do.
But they must do something. If they won't, all right. We'll threaten to go to the police. Well, that will stop everything. His schooling, everything. They wouldn't want that.
Schooling? This is the sort of specimen that... Yes? Yes, Mr. O'Connor speaking. Who? Yes, he is here. And you'd better get round here in double quick time. That was his father.
Oh.
They've just missed him from his room. He's coming round.
Good.
For heaven's sake, young people of today, what's the matter with them? Teddy boys, high society madmen, young gangsters, and this...
Sir.
Oh, shut up. You've done enough harm for one night.
Daddy.
What are you doing down here? You go back to your room.
No, Daddy, I want...
Will you do as you're told?
Oh, no, George, don't send her away. Let's have it out once and for all.
I want her to...
George, please. Losing your temper won't help.
All right. Let's have it out. What have you got to say?
Have you sent for the police?
Why?
Because I want you to know that when they come, I shall tell them that it was my fault as much as Eddie's. That, in fact, I invited him in. I opened the window. He was here at my request.
Sue!
Let her finish.
That's all. We're in it together.
Sue, you mustn't.
That's all I have to say.
Isn't that enough?
Except to say that I'm truly sorry. I know what you think, but you're wrong. It isn't true.
How can we trust you or believe you, Sue, after what has happened?
You'll have to find a way. You'll have to believe me. You're my mother.
Oh.
Sue, will you promise us that you'll never see this boy again?
No.
You see? There's no cure.
I love him, Daddy. I know you think that's silly and juvenile and all that, but it's the truth. How can I promise not to see him again when I feel as I do?
Oh, don't you think that your father knows what's best for you, dear?
In some things, perhaps, yes. But there are other things which a person must decide for herself. I'm the only one who knows how I feel.
I hope you're taking all this in, Gladys. She'll be wanting to marry him next.
No, I shan't. We know very well that we can't get married for years and years yet, until Eddie has made his way.
That's all planned out, is it?
Nothing's planned, Daddy. Why don't you try and understand? You listen, but you don't hear. Nothing's planned. We don't even know for sure if this thing we have between us, Eddie and I, we don't even know if it'll last that long. We can only wait and see.
Well, that'll be the father. Now perhaps we'll get somewhere. Gladys, you take Sue to her room.
I'm staying here.
Oh, Sue, please.
No, Mother. I'm involved in this, and it's not something that can be settled without me.
Answer the door, Gladys.
Oh, yes, George.
I'm 45 and I feel like an old man. I can't keep up with things anymore. You're still at college, both of you. And you talk of love and marriage as though you were discussing, I don't know, the weather or anything.
I'm 17, Daddy. Nearly 18. You were going out with Mother when you were 14. You said you were boy and girl sweethearts. You told me that yourself.
Maybe we had a greater sense of responsibility in those days. At any rate, I didn't climb into her bedroom.
Oh, Mr. Marshall, dear.
Ah, Mr. Marshall. I caught this young man in my daughter's bedroom.
You what?
There's no sense in beating round the bush. That's the truth. Neither of them will deny it. I did think of sending for the police, but I had second thoughts. It would ruin your boy's chances, and the publicity wouldn't do us any much good either. All the same, something must be done. Something drastic.
Eddie, what do you got to say for yourself?
Nothing, except...
Except what? Come on, you've hardly opened your mouth. She's done all the talking for both of you.
But it wasn't like that.
How was it?
I was desperate. When Mr. O'Connor came round this evening and told me that Sue didn't want to see me anymore, I couldn't believe it.
She did say that.
But I couldn't believe she meant it. I was in my room. I couldn't work. I couldn't even think of sleep. I had to see her. I knew you wouldn't let me speak to her, so I...
crept in here when it was dark.
It was the only thing that I could think of. I had to see Sue. I had to know. I didn't intend staying, only to speak to her for a moment.
But you did stay.
Yes, I stayed, and we talked.
You weren't talking when I caught you.
No.
Do you mind if I have a word with my lad alone?
I want this thing settled, once and for all. Settled.
Will you let me talk to him, please?
Yes. Yes, all right.
I'll make some tea. We can sit in the kitchen.
Yes.
Come on, Sue.
Hey, George.
Yes?
Remember what we said?
Well, you got yourself into a right mess, haven't you?
Yes, Dad.
Seems a nice girl. Pretty. What did she mean by remember?
Just something...
Look, Eddie. You and me, we've... never hit it off very well. I don't know why. Never seemed to work out. I'm a bit clumsy and heavy-handed and all that, but just the same, I am your father. I'm, well, in my own way, I think a lot of you, and I want to help you. You believe that, don't you?
Yes, Dad. I believe you.
You just say the word, and I'll tell this O'Connor bloke where he gets off. He can't shove you around, you know. If he tries, I will hit him so hard he'll wonder what happens.
Oh, that wouldn't help.
Look, we only want to help. At least that's all I want to do.
Maybe you didn't know what you were doing, but you've spoiled it now. Before tonight, before, it was the most beautiful and wonderful thing that I'd ever known. It was like a dream, a living dream. I loved her and she loved me. Perhaps you can't understand what that means. Perhaps you're too old.
I've been in love. In my own way.
Your way... wasn't my way, Dad. Do you know, before tonight, we'd only kissed. And tonight, nothing had changed. But that wasn't the important thing, not in our relationship. It was just being together, laughing over silly things, writing letters to each other, all that. Maybe that's ridiculous to you, but I was happy. Can you understand that? All my life before I met Sue, I've never been wholly, truly happy. Don't you see that, Dad?
I'm trying to.
I don't blame you or Mum. I suppose you did your best. I was unlucky. I wasn't born the popular type. Mum thinks I'm brilliant. Believe me, I'm not. I just worked at my books because there wasn't anything else to do. I liked it too, but I'm no genius.
You should have said all this before, then.
I didn't know how to say it, Dad, and I kept going, hoping that you'd see it and say it for me. And every year, Mum was pressing me, boasting about me in front of her friends.
I always said she leaned on you too hard.
You can't blame her either. I suppose she Well, she wanted to justify me and justify herself. Every time I won a prize, she acted as though she'd won it herself. She was so proud. Well, it seemed to me sometimes that I was a machine, a kind of examination machine. People didn't think of me as a person.
Yeah, well, we're both leaning too hard.
Oh, I'm not feeling sorry for myself. Don't think that. I know I'm not a very attractive person. It's hard for people to like me for what I am. I can't blame them for liking me for what I can do, what my brain could do.
You needed an old man with more savvy. I was never bright enough to keep up with you.
When I met Sue, she loved me. As a person, in my own right, she didn't care that I wore glasses and I was clumsy. It was as though there was a hole in my life, and she filled it up, right up. I was choked with love for her, Dad. Choked.
Yeah, all right, son. That's how you feel. If that's what you want, I'll talk to her old man now. We'll work something out.
It's too late now.
Why?
I've been trying to explain. Up until tonight, it was perfect. It was you, all of you. You made me think of Sue in a different way.
What way?
Well, tonight in her bedroom, for the first time. Truly, for the first time. I thought of her like that. It was like there was electricity running through my whole body. When I kissed her, I made her afraid of me.
I see.
It wasn't true before. It was all innocent and perfect. Now it is true. Now it's all changed. It would be better if she went away.
I wish I'd been born with more brains. I wish I'd been born with more brains.
Brains. They matter least of all.
Look, Eddie. I'm sorry.
For what?
Oh, I don't know. For you, me, your mother. I've never looked ahead, you know. One day at a time has been good enough for me. It's all I could stomach. I don't really know what you're getting at now. It's all too deep for me. But one thing I do know.
It would be better if she went away.
No. That's not what I want. You had all this coming to you, Eddie. Maybe you learnt it the hard way. But you had to learn it just the same.
Learn that people, that you, yourself, in your own heart, are contaminated.
I'm trying to find the right way to put it, Eddie. You've got to help me. Look, if tonight hadn't happened at all, if you and your girl had gone on meeting like you did before, unbeknown to us...
Let me
finish. If you'd done that, there would have come a time when... Well, you'd have wanted to kiss her again. I mean, kiss her in the way you did tonight. It would have happened, believe me. It's natural. It's growing up.
I want no part of it. The way she looked at me. No.
You can run away from it if you like. But it'll catch up with you. If not with this girl, with another. Every man feels that way, Eddie. Every man. And there's nothing rotten or contaminated about it. I don't know how to explain all this. Look, you're not a baby, Eddie. You want to be a man. Okay. Act like one. Shape up to it. I'll go back to wearing short trousers and thinking that life is all licorice strips and lollipops.
There's some tea ready in the kitchen. Would you like me to bring you some?
No, I'll go and get mine. You stay here and talk some sense into this fella, will you? I'll have a talk with Mr. O'Connor, Eddie. We'll come to some understanding somehow. But most of it's up to you.
Was he terribly angry?
No, he wasn't angry.
What did he say?
Quite a lot. We've never talked so much before.
I think it's going to be all right. Daddy is simmering down now. He still thinks I ought to go away for a while, but I don't mind. Because I know now that nothing will ever change my feelings. I'm glad, in a way, that all this happened. I feel more sure about you than ever.
You're not ashamed?
What is there to be ashamed of?
Well, when I kissed you, you were frightened, weren't you?
But only for a moment.
Why?
Well, I don't know. You seem different, older, more like a man. I don't know. But it was only for a moment.
Go on.
Well, I was also a little afraid of how I felt at that moment.
How you felt?
Yes. I wanted you in the same way you wanted me at that moment, Eddie.
Oh, Sue. I love you.
I love you.
I think they do understand a little. More than we think, perhaps.
Yes. It must be rotten for them, to be old, I mean. They think everything is so complicated. It isn't really.
Maybe we'll feel like that one day.
I shall try. I shall try terribly hard to remember always the way I feel now.
Yes, me too. Sue, will we be able to remember?
We must.
You know, it isn't so bad. I mean, everything. I feel different now. Somehow better.
That's how I feel. Different and better. Like after a storm.
Come on. Let's go and talk to them.
And that was Young and Gentle, produced by Anne Freed and directed by Henry Diffenthal. It starred Maureen Adair, John Simpson, Suzanne Atwill, and Harold Freed.